It's time for Greatness Coaching and Therapy with Heidi M. And this week, we are talking about anger. Heidi, hello and welcome back. There's a lot of anger going around, a lot of frustration, especially here in our country, where we are faced with issues that we can do absolutely nothing about. How do we get over this? Yeah.
Yes, hi, Eon. Anger is a horrible emotion. It's destructive for everybody involved. And it is something that we really literally have to tackle the bull by the horns, talk to yourself and figure it out for your own good. It's much like forgiveness. You're trying to not be angry, not for the other people as much as yourself. So when you find yourself just feeling like your blood is boiling, you actively, physically have to tell yourself, literally have to tell yourself, breathe. We, with intense anger, we literally stop breathing. And because our body then doesn't function the way it's supposed to, and the oxygen is not flowing, it's making us irrational, because that old brain, the primitive brain, thinks that you might die. So it's trying to protect you by making you lash out. So what you should do is literally breathe. I know nobody wants to hear this when you're in the throes of anger. You don't want to hear it, but you need to breathe. You have to practice this thing. And it's not just for when you feel angry. Practice breathing, deep breathing. Count your breaths. Count the in-breath. Hold the breath for four counts. Then you breathe out. As a matter of course, do it every day a few times. Regulate your breathing so that it becomes second nature. So when you get incredibly angry, it's easy for you to remind yourself to breathe. It reduces the stress that is accompanying the anger immediately. So that's where you're going to start. Slow, deep breaths, focusing on your breath as you inhale and exhale. Then you need to take time out. When you feel that anger building up, step away from the situation. Give yourself a break. Just step away from the situation. Find that quiet space where you can calm down for a moment and gain perspective. That is the big thing that goes wrong when we are so incredibly angry. In that moment, we lose perspective. And that is a very dangerous place. It does not put you in a place of power or in a place of victory if you've lost perspective. It's quite the opposite. And that makes your brain think that you are now in a weaker position, or it makes it realize that you are now in a weak position, and then you lash out even more. So take time out. Step away from the situation. So those are the two things that you're going to do when you find yourself angry. But I want to give you a few things for you and the listeners that you can do before you get angry to mitigate that anger, to navigate your everyday life so that you don't reach those points of that intense anger ever or as much as you would have. The first one, and I think you knew I was going to say this, is exercise.
Yep.
You have to exercise regularly. Exercise just fine-tunes your body and your mind so that you can navigate your way around any and all emotions in a positive and a constructive way. Physical activity is that beautiful way to release the built-up tension and stress and to moderate the build-up. There are so many activities that you can do. You don't have to join a gym. We all know that. The next thing is to do a progressive muscle relaxation. Now, that's not complicated. It sounds complicated. It's not. And this people can do once or twice a day. It's good for your overall health, but specifically now in the light of our conversation today, will help you navigate and mitigate your way around anger, frustration, and those negative emotions. So what you do is you tense and relax different muscle groups in your body to release physical tension. So you start from your toes and you work your way up to your head, consciously letting go of muscle tightness. So you do your constantly like really pull all the muscles in the feet together and then relax. And then you move up, then you do the ankles, and then you do the calves and so on up to the top of the head. So that is called progressive muscle relaxation. And that's a very good practice to do. The other one that you can do is write in a journal. Now, I know there are many people who are rolling their eyes. Like, I'm going to write in a journal. I don't have time to journal. You know what? If you don't have 5 minutes a day to journal or to spend on doing these progressive muscle relaxation and proper practice a deep proper breathing, then you don't have a life. You need to do this, you know. Even if you don't have a traditional paper journal in a book or something with a pen and a pencil or whatever, you know, find a notepad on your phone and just jot down some thoughts. I had a client earlier and he said to me, what am I supposed to journal? What? Must I write? I'm hungry. So I said, well, if that's where you're going to start, right there, I'm hungry. And then you'll see it starts flowing. I'm hungry because I didn't eat this morning. Why did you not eat this morning? Because you were too stressed out about the fight that you're having with your ex-wife and so on and so on. And so it flows. So the key there is just to start. And then another, and this is my last tip, a beautiful, beautiful thing that we don't remember to do these days because we are too busy, is to listen to music, Ion.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to music. When last have you just opened your phone or put on a CD or a flash drive or whatever you use with your music on it and just let it play? Lie on your back on your bed for a few minutes and listen to your music.
Listen to
your
e-radio.
Favorite music. Listen to e-radio because I know you and you play such amazing music and such a nice variety. Put on the radio. E-radio. Listen to music. Listen to your favorite songs. If it's your favorite song, it's going to relax you. It's going to be good for your mind. And that is where we start combating that anger in the first place. Listen to music. That's an easy one and it's a nice one that everyone can start with.
Yeah.
And those are my tips for combating anger.
Heidi, I saw a study also saying that classical music is also good for you. It slows down your heart rate and all that stuff. I know not all people can appreciate classical music, you know, but I mean, it's for me, it's a little bit better than listening to the sound of whales, you know.
I must agree with you. I don't find the sound of whales particularly relaxing at all.
It's a bit distressing.
But, you know, it's actually amazing. I don't have all the details about classical music, especially the Baroque stuff like Bach.
Mm.
The rhythm of it is so that it hits a chord in your brain. No pun intended, that actually literally changes your brain chemistry. And they also really recommend people playing classical music to unborn babies for that reason. It calms the babies down. And nice. There's no two ways about it, you know. So I say go for it, whatever your choice in music is. But if you can do the classical music, music, that is still our number one winner.
Yeah,
for real.
And give it a chance. I mean, you don't have to pronounce yes. all the names, because it's quite difficult, you know, like yes. really big names yes. and all these codes and stuff and version 2.5 and C yes, major. Yes.
That's right. That's right. Or what is that specific frequency? Yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. But that's wonderful. It's just like a modern electronic version of classical music. Yes. So you don't have to say things like Tchaikovsky and Borak.
<You're not. laughs> I just know Mozart. Mozart. And wait. I think there's another one, Chopin, or something like that. Chopin.
Yes. And please, that is not Chopin.
Yeah. Listen, no joke. When I started out in radio, I once did a quick classical show and I said Chopin. Yes, the tannies weren't happy.
Well, that mistake you only made once, right?
I really did. Now I just proudly say Chopin. Yes.
Oh, c'est très bien.
merci,
monsieur.
Merci, mademoiselle.
loving it.
Heidi, just remind us of your contact details, please.
Please, you can find me on Facebook. It's Heidi M. Wellness is my handle there. And then you can pop me a WhatsApp if you want to chat on 079-815-6305.
And remember, our past and present podcasts are up on the eradiosa.com website. Just scroll down to the Greatness Coaching section and listen and see if there's a topic that interests you. You know, it can even be one of our older topics. Heidi covered some yes. amazing topics in the past as well that are still relevant today. So do check
Absolutely.
It out. Heidi, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ion. Have a good one.